plate a potential nugget.
I want to sort of move to his inner journey. Again, the other thing that was fascinating about me was just the, not just the external struggles with the British, but also the inner struggles. Again, maybe to ask a more specific question, I'm also curious about some of Gandhiji's habits and rituals in the quest for inner discovery. What about some of those things strikes you of the different things that...
So I think, of course, there was diet. There was medicine. And then there was sex or celibacy. So there were these three main obsessions. Well, there was a fourth, which is interfaith harmony, which we've not talked about, which is somewhere the most important. And what kind of Hindu was he? But we can talk about that later. Now, in terms of his personal idiosyncrasies and eccentricities, he experimented a great deal with diet. So it was, what should we eat? What is good? What is bad? What is healthy? What is unhealthy? What excites the senses, what does not excite the senses.
And it seems like a very scientific trial and error kind of
thing. Kind of thing, yeah. Then there was medicine, where he went from being someone who opposed modern medicine to someone who saw a place for it, particularly after he had two surgeries that saved his life, one for pines and one for appendicitis. So he adopted a more plural, pragmatic approach to medicine. And then there was celibacy, which is the most peculiar and bizarre thing, where he was so obsessed with celibacy that he conducted this strange and notorious experiment of testing it by sleeping with his grandniece, which I described
just before, the year before independence.
Which I described in a chapter of my book. And that came from some peculiar belief that if you are sexually pure, you can control society and tame the passions. That if you tame the passions within you, you can tame the passions outside. The Hindus and Muslims pursuing each other. It's totally irrational and absurd. And also, I say, a manifestation of vanity. That if he is sexually pure, Indians and stop fighting among each other, right? So, then there is, in terms of his inner journey, his religious journey, which is very interesting and very novel and worth spending time on and rediscovering. So, Gandhi was a Hindu, and he even called himself Sanatani Hindu, but he was a very special kind of Hindu. For one thing, his Hinduism did not require a shrine to express itself. So, in adult life, he went to a temple only once, which is the Madurai temple in Meenakshi, because they had finally admitted Dalits. The kingdom of God was within him, Ram was in his heart. So that's the first aspect of Hinduism. Faith is within you, it's inside you. You don't need a church or a mosque or a temple. Secondly, there's this whole issue of the discrimination against Dalits, which he felt very strongly about and wanted to absolutely eliminate. Thirdly, he believed that he was opposed to conversion. And he famously said about C.F. Andrews, his closest friend, "My job is not to make C.F. Andrews a Hindu, and Andrews' job is not to make me a Christian. My job is to make him a better Christian, and his job is to make me a better Hindu," by which he meant that you see your faith in the mirror, you see your imperfections, and in Christianity, there are texts that glorify violence. So to be a better Christian would be not to pay emphasis on the texts that glorify violence. In Hinduism, there are texts that glorify untouchability, and a good Hindu would mean to remove those texts or don't pay attention to those texts. And so his attitude to faith stood between two extremes. On the one hand, you have the fundamentalists of today, Hindu, Muslim, Christian, who believe their faith is absolutely pure, certain. Everyone else is an infidel or a bigot or a pagan, right? And other side, the atheists like Richard Dawkins, who feel all faith is like crazy and superstitions and irrational. Gandhi saw a room for faith, but the faith must be personal, must not be imposed on others, and that faith could be improved and refined through interfaith dialogue. So I think he had a very interesting, unusual, and that's just part of his personal journey. He thinks about faith all the time. From when he's a very young man, he's reading religious scriptures, listening to them, having prayer meetings with texts of different traditions read, talking to Muslims, talking to Christians, talking to Parsis, talking to Jews. And I think that's an aspect of his journey, I think. And even talking to atheists. It's a very interesting book, which some of your readers may want to see. It's available online. It's called An Atheist with Gandhi. And Gandhi had a follower, an atheist follower called G. Ramachandra Rao, known as Gora, who worked in Andhra, who was very involved in the movement to abolish untouchability. And he lived with Gandhi and argued his atheism with him. And they had a very interesting argument, and Gandhi said, it's fine.
I think one of the quotes in the book that struck me, Ram, was Gandhiji wanted to shut out the world when it came looking for him. One of the challenges that we face in the world we live in is just preserving a mind space to think about what we want to do when the world clamors for our attention. So what in your research on Gandhiji, how did he go about
So I think, for example, spinning. Now, spinning is an activity in which you are, of course, doing labor. You are breaking down the caste barriers via banya spinning. In fact, in one of his court appearances, he says that there's a caste. Look at the artist. He says farmer and weaver, right? So he wants, and it's, you are spending time with yourself. You know, spinning is also, and of course, then silence, walking. Walking is another activity in which you have slow food and slow this, right? So it's, so I think the day of silence that he adopted, which is also
a way of withdrawing into self.
And did he keep that all the way?
He started quite late. I think he started only in the 1930s, in the last 10, 15 years of his life, he kept it. I'm not sure exactly when he started. I'll have to check. But I think that's something to this kind of mind spinning. Spinning is also a form of labor. I mean, spinning for him was also, kind of something you do regularly, and also producing something, feeling that you're doing something worthwhile. But also you're just with this machine on a human scale. It's kind of every human, at the human scale, you're communicating with the machine.
Mm.
You're not driving. Spinning is very different from driving a Mercedes, for example, right? Where it's a bacho thing, you control, or a fancy motorbike, right? Okay. It's different from that, yeah.
Mm.
Or a speedboat or a launch or whatever.
True.
It's also physical activity, but a very different kind. You're with a machine, but a very different kind of machine. Yeah.
And it's a sort of, there's a certain simplicity to the machine.
That's it, exactly. Yeah,
and sort of the repetitiveness of motion, which drives,
it's
an opportunity for reflection.
Yeah.
What struck me the most as I read the book and from this piece of conversation with Dr. Guha is that Gandhiji budgeted significant time for reflection. Even when he was extremely popular in the country, where people around the country and around the world were screaming for his time and attention, he found time for writing or walking or spinning the wheel, which gave him time to reflect on some of these deeper issues. The second piece that struck me here was his openness to various points of view and his willingness to shape his beliefs along the way when subjected to new information and new perspectives. Thank you for listening. And apologies for the audio being a little noisy. Dr. Guha and I had this conversation in the outdoors in the pleasant Bangalorean winter, but we couldn't put the construction worker at a neighboring site or the birds on mute. Hope that did not come in the way of the listening experience. For more podcast content curated by theme, please visit playtopotential.com and visit the curated playlist section. To know more about the leadership advisory work I do, please visit the About section at playtopotential.com.